Jerry Doyle Show.
Lots to talk about today with our guest, Anita Finley, author, actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor. With regard to the Senate leaders trying to strike a deal, they smell it. It's within striking distance. But every article you read is all about who? Whorehouse Harry Reid, sing along with Mitch McConnell, dick appropriately named Durbin, blah, 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 blah. No women. No women folk seem to be involved in this process. There's a lot of strong, dynamic, smart, opinionated women in Congress. So why are they shut out of the shutdown and the debt ceiling debate? Let's start with that with our guest, Anita Finley, author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin. Spent 16 weeks on the number one position on Amazon's Women in Politics list. Anita, good to have you back.
Jerry, always great to be with you. How are you?
You're one of those strong, dynamic, smart, opinionated, approachable. I say that in a, you're married. I have people who know that. But I mean, approachable in a sense that you're not toxic. But there are a lot of women in business and in politics. There are a lot of women in this country that seem to be taking the lead because a lot of the guys aren't. It's almost the reverse of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Why have the women been shut out of this this nonsense that's going on with the government shutdown?
I think that this is really no different from the way government operates otherwise. We do have to remember that even with the 2012 elections, where more women actually were elected to office, the number used to be 17% of women in Congress. Now it's maybe between 18 and 19%. So we're still outnumbered between 4 and 5 to 1 by the guys. And, you know, in all branches of government, with the exception of Nancy Pelosi, you have a male president, you know, you have male congressional leaders and so on. So you've got, at the highest levels, men are making those decisions. And something that I noticed the other day, there was an article that just showed a panel of all men sitting at the big table. You know, you've got the muckety-mucks, Mitch McConnell that you talked about, and Paul Ryan and Cantor and so on. And there are really no women, there are no women included. And that's horrible for a number of reasons, but also because we do deal with so many pocketbook issues. And you know what? Pocketbook issues are the same whether you're dealing with billions of dollars or thousands of dollars in your household budget. And the fact of the matter is that women should be consulted. We're 51% of the population, not 19, and certainly not zero. And Senator Collins, Susan Collins of Maine, who is by all accounts a very moderate Republican, had broached a deal with Senator Manchin of West Virginia over the weekend that other moderate Democrats and Republicans were touting and saying, you know, maybe you want to look at it and say, this is kick the can and we're going to, you know, fund the government for 6 months so that we can come up with a better budget and so on. It just decides that there's that one medical device tax of Obamacare is not going to go forward for 2 years. And there are other provisions of it. And what was fascinating about this, Jerry, finally, you know, they let a woman speak up and she makes a point and is trying to broker some sort of a compromise. People on both sides, including McConnell, by the way, liked this deal. But as soon as one side says, yeah, I like it, the other side backs away and says, out posturing and jockeying for position. And it seems to be more about ego. And whether you know, women have historically a better record of sitting down and working together and forging compromise. And I wonder if we would even have a shutdown if there were more women at the table.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you can't say that P word on the
air. I can't.
No, you did, but it didn't go out because we got it.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. No, that's why we have the dump.
You know?
That's why we have the dump button. Because, you know, sometimes you don't, like, I'll say something, I'll put, like, two words together, and it might be a little close to something that's not, you know, kosher. And, what we have on the show is, when in doubt, take it out. Because there's nothing that I am going to say in 15 seconds that is going to be so uber brilliant that it's going to rocket me to number one in all of talk radio. But there could be one thing I say in 15 seconds that takes me out of talk radio. So, when in doubt, take it out. So the blank contest, but begins with a P, is persona non grata here on the program. But, you know, you talk about, you know, the pictures that we see. And it is. I mean, you know, you look at it, it's a bunch of old men, tired, stale, dusty, crusty old men with old ideas. And if they were working, if their ideas were good, and the economy was solid and job growth was real and the country was moving in the right direction, you'd say, let the old guys keep doing what they're doing. But it's horrible. It's just absolutely horrible. And you look at these same cadavers like Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell. They've been there for, I don't know, 40 years. It's like, let somebody else, give somebody else a shot. But and I, as I said, there's a lot of strong, dynamic, smart, opinionated women. Carly Fiorina in business, and you've got people in, you know, that do know some things about what needs to be done. But I think there's just that, you know, it's the good old boy network, and it's not the good old boy and gal network.
But you know what's interesting, Jerry? Kirsten Gillibrand, the junior senator from New York, she's a Democrat. She has been really speaking out on sexual assault in the military, and she had actually convinced Ted Cruz and Rand Paul to come to her side, along with, I think, Bob Corker, who is also a conservative senator, that they listened to her argument, and what she had to say was so compelling that they were in favor of the legislation that she was proposing to take this out of the hands of the immediate commanders in terms of who was going to decide whether a prosecution would go forward or not, which to me makes a lot of sense. So the point is, it doesn't matter whether a woman is on this side of the aisle or that, you know, Collins is a Republican, Gillibrand is a Democrat. Who cares?
Right.
My point is also not to tell men, you sit down and nobody wants to hear from you. It's not about that. It's about let everybody sit at the table. Who cares where the best idea is coming from? How do you know what you're missing if you are cutting out half of the equation?
You
could be missing something fabulous if you're not listening. And this really does become nothing but a jockeying for position. And, you know, instead of what is going to benefit Main Street right now. And I suspect that we're not seeing that. And now you had Harry Reid talk and McConnell on the Senate floor. Well, my good friend.
Oh, God. My good friend from the great state of Kentucky. They play that pomp and circumstance music in the back. Oh, it's just god-awful. It's a great piece. Why are women shut out of the shutdown negotiations? You get it at AnitaFinlay.com. That's F-I-N-L-A-Y, AnitaFinley.com. When we get back, we're going to talk about your piece at EpicTimes.com about real women versus catfights. Now, there's a lot more of the same strong, dynamic, smart, opinionated, get-things-done women that we're seeing on TV and film. And I'd like you to think about this, Anita, that we can start with when we get back. Is Hollywood reflecting America? Or is America reflecting Hollywood? Is it the chicken or the salmonella egg? Or are they both happening at the same time? And I'm not ascribing the salmonella egg to either Hollywood or America or to men or to women. But there do seem to be, as you point out in your piece, real women versus cat fights, that there is a change that's taking place. And hopefully, Hollywood is starting to mirror America, but I might be misled in this area. Anita Finley, when we get back, you can join us, 800-449-8255. That be the number. Stick with us. Quick break, right back.
The Jerry Doyle Show.